I want to talk to you now about time. Time is a subject which was introduced very early into this universe. And it has been with it ever since. The very obviousness of time has obfuscated time. Time is something that one can very, very easily not have enough of, and at the same time have too much of. And at the same time, not be in. The whole subject of time is a confusing subject because it is a consideration which took place along with, not after or before, because there wasn't any time at the moment the consideration called time was made, you see. It took place right along with space energy. So it was space energy time or energy space and time. Yesterday, I was writing up some board meeting minutes for a corporation, which was the first board meeting of that organization, and I was singularly struck by the fact that the board of directors had just got through electing the board of directors, and at the same time, slightly after that in the minutes, put the corporation into effect. It didn't even vaguely matter which came first, because as far as that organization was concerned, everything came simultaneously. You have several directors, and these directors are not directors till they elect themselves as directors, but in order to elect themselves as directors, they have to be directors, so that you have to assume with those first board minutes instantaneous time. So it doesn't matter then which resolution comes first in those first board minutes, because time has not been created. How is time created then? Time is created immediately after these basic postulates with the postulate of change or the introduction of policy. And as soon as policy comes in or new considerations come in, then we begin to get consecutive time. The first few board minutes of any corporation are more or less nebulous with regard to time. They might as well all taken place in 0 minutes at the beginning of the world. You see that? It doesn't matter. The people that elect the board of directors are the board of directors before they elect the board of directors. Now, you are the space before you make the space. You are the energy before you make the energy. After you make the energy, you are before the energy. The time which is postulated at that point is postulated in a time when there is no time, which is not any time at all, which might as well be now as then. You might as well be postulating time just this very instant, which is the time you postulated at the beginning of this universe. This instant, in absence of the consideration called time, is the instant of the creation of this universe, is the instant of the end of this universe. If no time has been postulated, then all time would be one time.